What do you think?
Publicly distributed, Jim?
I wouldn't sweat it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, I get to call you for free. I'm taking advantage of it.
Okay.
So what do you think? Are you in agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I'm serious. No, I don't mind. I just want to be careful.
It's a little nervy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm not going to discuss my sex life or any illicit love of... Oh, my God.
Oh, I will. And then I took the 12-inch dildo and I...
Jim, stop it!
I'm bad.
Yes, you are. Okay, how is everybody?
Oh, everyone is fine. Kayla and Maiko are watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Kick the Balloon for 1 hour. For 1 hour. And, I mean, we just started batting this thing around and we just played for a whole hour.
Mm-hmm. So you get along with them?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, Lord, I am so bloody tired. Ugh. The roar.
Oh, I saw the movie Toy Story on Friday. Wow.
What do you think?
I knew it would be good, but I didn't know it was going to be that funny.
Papa mentioned that, and I wonder. He said it looked like it was going to be good.
It was hysterical.
Okay. Well, I'll have to let them know so they can rent it.
Oh, man, it was great. And I saw it with Janice.
What?
She called...
Oh, my God. You saw it with Janice.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said you fought with Janice. Okay.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, you wouldn't be saying it that calmly. Okay.
Yes, I fought with Janice, and it's all over. We have no problems with that.
Oh, God.
Let me see. She called earlier in the week and asked if I wanted to go see it. And I said, sure. And then she left a message saying that her parents had arrived early. They were supposed to arrive Saturday, but to beat the snow, they arrived Friday.
Uh-huh.
And she left a message saying that, oh, she couldn't go after all. And so I called her up to verify.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I can't go because my parents are here. And in the background, I heard her mom say, no, go. I said, oh, I can go? Oh, okay. And we went out after all.
Good. Is that Francis?
Hmm?
In the background?
No, Kayla and Michael.
Oh, okay. How's Francis?
Francis is good.
Good. I've been saying that a lot lately, haven't I? Oh, my God.
What, saying the word good?
Yeah.
Well, good.
Oh, Okay. Thank God, no class tomorrow.
My last week of classes, and then finals next week.
Finals this week.
How are your finals shaping up?
Well, two finals. Psychology, actually, well, yeah, two finals, but one of them, okay, right. Tuesday, the German final, which is going to be monumental. I mean, it's the Chapter 6 test, which was the last chapter we did. Then a standardized college test of German, which he said will be graded on just what we've covered, because it's like after you've taken 8 semesters of German, and this is the intermediate level, right? And then after that, just a general final. So this thing's like 3 sections, each one of them a long test.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be something else. Then on Wednesday, a psych test, which isn't, I mean, it's taken during the time of the final, but it's just a regular test.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that I'm really worried about is the philosophy. I've got a regular test and a final, and each one is 2 essays. In other words, I have to write 4 philosophy papers. I won't scream only because it's too late and I have to sing this weekend. I'm so sick of philosophy. I spent more time on that this semester than on everything else put together. Okay, I'm through bitching now.
You go over the writings of Plato, Socrates.
No, American philosophy.
American
William
philosophy.
James, Emerson, Peirce, Dewey and Whitehead.
Well, that doesn't sound bad. I probably would enjoy that.
Ugh. You can have it.
Do you know Chicken Soup for the Soul?
Yeah.
I've read a couple of things to Janice.
Mm-hmm.
And for Hanukkah, she got it for her father.
Aww.
Which tells you, if I didn't say so before, that Janice is Jewish.
You didn't, but I picked up on it.
Okay. And she also celebrates Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so I got her a Christmas and a Hanukkah card. In the Hanukkah card, I wrote in there that a message to the extent of, you know, it's amazing how far we've come in this amount of time. I have to admit I'm a little mildly surprised by it, but I accept what's happening, and if we're doing this well, if we're at this place at this time, imagine where we're going to be weeks and months from now. And she said, yeah, I agree.
Good.
She feels the same way, but she's just flying with it, we're both taking it day at a time.
Okay, good. Now, is she, and this, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter. It matters that I'm not going to be, oh, fuck it, I'll just ask, excuse me. Sorry. Is she a Christian Jew or just a Jew who celebrates Christmas?
I'm not certain.
Okay.
We both know about each other's faith to a great extent, but I'm not quite certain about that.
Okay. I'm sorry, you know I'm not a fire and brimstone kind of Christian, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
I worry about her. Oh, well. How's everything?
Everything is fine.
I mean classes.
Oh, classes. I have two papers due on Friday for the same class. I'm not too worried about that class, even though I have those papers due. And the only class I'm really worried about is American Playwrights, because I missed the third paper. The fourth paper I turned in late. I just didn't get around to doing it, and then I finally did. And all I came up with was 1.5 pages out of a 5-paper project, and I got an F on it. At least I bloody turned it in that time. So I don't know what I'm going to be getting on the final when that comes around.
I'm sorry.
Sigh.
What about, what's his name, Grigori or whatever?
Gregor Pazlowski.
Yeah.
We have finished clowning, and we're moving into melodrama.
Ooh, oh my. Okay.
You know melodrama?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny. Oh, man, it's hard to keep from laughing. Let me
tell
you.
Yeah. I've been accused of being very melodramatic.
One of the people in my class, he played the lead in Threepenny.
Yeah.
That's how he acted. Well, the first time he was up there doing one of the melodrama exercises, I said, why does that look familiar? That's because that's what he was doing on stage. In a legitimate play, as it were.
Was he good, or was it a little bit corny?
Neither.
Okay.
It wasn't corny, and he wasn't exactly good.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
And, let me see. For stage combat, I'm going to be taking the final twice. The final is from Henry VI, Part 1, between Joan of Arc and Charles Dauphin of France.
Ooh.
And there weren't quite enough guys to go around, so there was an extra woman, and I volunteered to take the test twice. So Chuck said that I'd get the best of both grades.
Okay. Woman? What woman?
Hmm?
What woman?
Wait, what did I say?
You said there weren't enough guys to go around, so there was an extra what woman?
Oh, there was an extra woman in class who did not have a guy partner. There weren't enough guys.
Oh, okay. So you partnered her twice. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Like, wait a minute. Sorry. I thought you agreed to play a woman.
No.
Well, I imagine you could have. I mean, it was done all the time in England, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's how they did all the Shakespeare roles.
Yeah.
Let me see what else. And that's about it.
Okay.
Everything's good. Janice, her parents came down on Friday because she's going into surgery tomorrow morning to have her gallbladder removed.
Wait a minute. Who? Janice or her mother?
Janice.
Oh.
Her parents are there to take care of the apartment while she's in there.
Okay.
I mean, she'll be in overnight, but she'll also be zonked for the day following.
Yeah.
And she's having her gallbladder removed because of, I think she has stones.
Oh.
And they can't get in there because they're kind of...
Yeah. Well, nobody understands what that little organ is for anyway, so...
Well, it's apparently the liver produces bile to take care of fat, and if there's excess bile, the gallbladder stores it.
So without that?
So without that, she would have excess acid and no place to go. But as it is, she's been in Weight Watchers on a low-fat diet for some months now.
And she could always be on Zantac or some, right?
Mm-hmm. And since she's already on a low-fat diet, that'll help.
Okay, good.
And she was telling her friends at Weight Watchers and at work about me.
Oh.
And when she went in this Thursday, I mean, I had cooked dinner for her Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I called you earlier last week, didn't I?
Yeah, you called me, I think, Monday night.
Okay. And we were necking and anyway, I'm smiling.
I can tell.
And when she went in Thursday, they all said, "So, how was the dinner?" And she said, "Well, have you ever had a man read you a one-act play while giving you a foot massage?" And they said, no, oh. Oh, she has beautiful feet, let me tell you.
Oh, Jim. You have, ooh, wow.
If this were a cartoon, I would open up my collar and my neck would go.
Okay. I'm sorry, this really tickles me. You really got it bad. Hey, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. I have it. I don't have it bad. I have it good, because if I had it bad, I'd be lost. I'd be losing myself, and I'm not. This is the amazing thing.
Okay. Okay, you have it good.
Right, I'm still here, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Aurora.
And I told you about New Year's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She just has a brilliant-looking, beautiful face.
Radiant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say. Anything I say will shatter the mood.
If you have any concern just if you have anything you want to say, go ahead. We've been friends for so long.
No, I didn't mean about that. I just mean about everything. I don't have anything that can top that. I mean, talking about Christmas shopping after your excitement about Janice is really anticlimactic.
Speaking of Christmas shopping.
What?
Everyone except Jason is going to be getting a rain check. It was originally going to be Jason and you, but expenses are such that we're Jason. So I'm going to tell you what you are getting.
All right.
I mean, is that...
Jim.
Mm-hmm? What?
Only if you want to. And you know that you don't have to do that. You don't have to get me anything.
I do want to get you something. It'll just be a little while.
Okay. All right. But you know there's no pressure.
No, there's no pressure.
I have yours. Or rather, oh, hell. Well, if you tell me... Well, no, damn it. Are you coming home for Christmas?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll be able to give it to you.
Okay, I'll be... Oh, wait, how? I'm home only for the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Woof.
I'm working, dear.
Will you be stopping by here?
I don't know.
I still haven't met Biff. I said sulkily.
Could you stop by there? Could you stop by in Dawson? Is this possible?
I have no idea how. Oh.
What if you were picked up?
Shit.
I don't know.
Huh? Picked up? You mean by you?
Yeah. Or by someone. Like me and my brother Pete or something.
Do you mean to make a day of it or for 20 minutes? Or?
Yeah, that's just it. See, if I had an extra day, that would be good.
Right. Well, dear, there's no pressure. I mean, and if not this time, next time. But I have to figure out how to get your present to you. I can mail it to you, I guess. Could you send me your address?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you've given it to me, but I'll never remember it.
Okay. And do you want me to tell you what your present is? Because I don't know how long it would be until you would get it.
It's up to you.
And no, it's up to you.
Jim, honestly, I have no preference. Do you want to?
Do I want to get you something?
No. Do you want to tell me?
Yes.
Then you tell me.
He said with a little mischievous smile.
Oh, this I gotta hear. What's that?
Hmm?
What?
What? What's the present?
You're grinning. Tell me.
Tell you what the present is?
If you want to. Stop that. Stop toying with me, Buster.
I haven't toyed with you long enough, baby.
Let's leave that one right where it is.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Yeah, that's what she said, too. How did you know the sex between the two of them was getting good? When she said, dear, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. There was a joke in there somewhere, but I forgot what it was.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, your present is going to be, I don't know if it's CD or compact disc.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. If it's cassette or CD or compact disc.
Sorry.
Okay. It is going to be a Christmas Carol.
Ooh. Ooh.
A Christmas Carol with Patrick Stewart. Your very own copy. Not a copy of my copy, your very own copy.
Oh, Jim, I would love that.
Ooh. Oh, I know that you would.
Okay, stop. Do you want me to tell you what yours is?
Only if you want to. That's what you said to me.
I don't know if I want to or not, and you did know.
Well, I did know, but I didn't know if I should have. But I did.
Okay, I'm very happy. Oh, my God. My very young Brit, too. Well, a tape thereof, I guess.
And, oh, man, does he do a good job.
Oh, and he has the sexiest voice. Oh, God. I'm sorry.
He does.
Yeah, he does. Captain Picard. Chris, the Smalls have a computer encyclopedia with him doing it, reading it, on a disc. So when I went to visit them, Chris sat me down and played some entries just to see my reaction.
Which were?
Not on the phone. Not what was being taped, dear. Oh, my God, I'm awful.
That's why I love you so much.
I love you, too. If I tell you what it is it going to spoil it for you?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hell, you don't know what it is, so you can't really answer that question. Well, I'm...
The only way I'll know if it will spoil anything is if you tell me. And then I say, hey, that did spoil it.
Smart ass.
Well, it's true.
Well, it's not anything sexual. I'm not going to send you... I can't think of anything. Actually, I could, but I'm not trying that hard. Okay. I'm going to tell you what it is so you can tell me if you want it or not. Hello?
Hello?
I'm sending you a copy of the New York...
I don't want it.
You don't...
I'm sorry. I'm so
you
mean.
You are an... Well...
I am absolutely
an
bad.
Angel. Yeah. I was going to say an asshole, but I decided to change my mind. Sorry.
I am just bad.
Yes, you are. But please don't say that, because that makes me think of Michael Jackson, and he makes me slightly ill.
Well, he's whiter than me anyway.
Oh, God, Jim. Now, please.
Okay. I'll be good.
I don't trust you anymore.
I promise.
He said with a grin.
Yeah, but I promise anyway.
God, I've been doing that a lot lately. I really have, and that's really embarrassing. I don't know if it's because I have a cold, which I don't have, but... Okay, I'm sending you the soundtrack of Les Mis, the New York Symphonic version.
Oh.
That's the international version. Do you want?
Yes.
Okay, I got it on cassette because I couldn't afford the CD. Is that okay?
Yeah, that. Thank you.
Well, you said... you said you'd never heard it. You'd never read the book and you'd never heard... And my God, I mean, you've heard Phantom and not Les Mis and... But the copy I'm sending you has everything. It has the book, it has the libretto, it has the synopsis. I mean, you'll be able to read what's going on, so you'll know everything. I mean, it won't be the same as seeing it, but...
Oh, my. Well, thank you. This is cool.
Okay.
I've heard a little bit of it during when I was in the dressing room in Threepenny.
Uh-huh.
Someone had a couple of selections on a tape that he made of various bits of music, and he had a couple of those selections.
Well, and on one of your Crawford discs, you have two of the selections, I Dreamed a Dream and On My Own.
Mm-hmm.
Those are from Les Mis, too.
Right.
And, well, do you think you'd... I haven't picked it up yet. I'm serious. You won't hurt my feelings if you don't want it.
Yes, I do.
You do want it.
Yes.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
Because I want you. I really want you to hear this and love it.
Okay.
I mean, I still adore Phantom, but this is horrible, Jim. I think Les Mis it's at least drawn level with it, which for me is saying a lot. Well, and Les Mis, I really love that you can really... well, hell, we're getting into a whole philosophy here. Phantom, in a lot of ways, pisses me off because of the casting. Not so much the people that played, but the way he portrayed people, the way his characterizations like irritate me. Like Christine is a shallow, weak, obnoxious bitch, and the Christine in the novel wasn't anything like that.
Yeah, this isn't the first time I heard you say that.
No. I was listening to it the other night and thinking the same thing. Oh, God, I can't stand her. I'm sorry.
In the version, in the New York Symphonic version?
Yeah.
The version that I heard, I was listening to the woman sing On My Own.
Oh, yes.
And she was just this whiny little...
I know.
...bitch. What an awful voice. Oh, gag.
That's...
Is that the version?
No, it's not.
Oh!
No, it's not.
Hey, I perk up even more.
I've noticed the same thing. She has a pretty voice. It's the way she played the role. I've heard her sing something else. She can sing pretty. But the way... I have all three versions that I've got over different
nasal.
Times. Yeah. Yeah, she's pitiful. Frances Ruffolet, that is. And,
Yes.
She does the American and the English. No, this New York Symphonic is... And that's one reason I love this one so much. This one is the one who did it in Tokyo. That's Eponine, okay? And I love that role, Jim. That's the one... If I could sing any role in that opera, I would sing Eponine, the one that did On My Own. But I would do it the way the one I'm sending you did it.
Okay.
She's from Tokyo. She's the Japanese one who did it. And her whole characterization is different. Okay, she's still sad, because it's a sad role to play, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's more resigned, and she's more noble about it. She's not as pathetic, whiny, and pitiful, and just really sick-making. No, I felt the same way. I was really glad when they... And their voices, it's funny, their voices are very similar, but their whole characterization is different. Okay.
Well, thank you again.
You still don't have to like it. And if you don't, you know, well, you can give it to someone else or...
Yeah.
All right.
If it's from you, I will like it.
Aw. You're a sweetheart.
I think after this amount of time, I have faith in your taste.
Do you think I could sing on my own?
Well, you should get an accompanist, but you wouldn't do too bad.
Were you born obnoxious, or did you have to study?
I studied long and hard, let me tell you.
No,
and
the teacher,
you know, he scheduled the time, and I said, I don't need a test, man. I can do this already. And he said, you pass.
Reminds me of they were telling someone how to act in this one musical, and they were saying, this was when I was in high school, and they were saying, look, you have to be really careful about this part. You have to be really, just be really pushy and obnoxious and really difficult. And then one guy looked at him and said, just be yourself. He did, and he played it beautifully. I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
No, he yeah. Well, you know.
Hey, the truth hurts.
Custom design. Well, no, he wasn't all that bad. He was just pushy and obnoxious. I'm sorry. Roar.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me see, what else? Oh, I had a voiceover this morning.
Oh?
It paid minimal because it was a non-profit thing. But at least something I can put on my resume and I can get a copy.
Yeah.
And it voices from American history. I did 5 different voices. And they gave me $40, so that was nice.
Good. Good. Oh, my eyes hurt. Oh, damn it. Every once in a while, the prosthetics, something like sleeper or lash or something, ouch, damn it, it gets under one of them and... Oh. Sorry.
Can you...
Hurts!
Can you take them out?
Honey, you don't want me... Oh, Lord, if I did that, I couldn't get them back in. You need a special kind of...
Oh.
It's called a suction cup.
Okay.
I mean, I could probably pry it out, not without some discomfort, but getting it back in would be tortuous.
Oh, okay.
It's just a matter of shifting it around and winking a lot until I dislodge whatever it is. Oh.
If you need to take care of that, go right ahead.
Well, if you hear weird, disgusting sucking noises, that's what it is. Okay, sorry. Here you can always catch me in. That's from, I've got Les Mis in my head lately. The one thing about Cosette that, well, no, I'll wait. I don't.
Oh, you should know.
Yeah.
The half hour is approaching. It's like a couple of minutes. And if it gets close to it,
Aurora,
the message will come on and say, your time is almost up or something like that.
And then what?
And that means that afterwards, click.
Ah! That's not right! I shrieked.
I mean, then, you know, just, you know, short time after that, it'll go off.
I know. Half an hour.
Yeah.
You could call me back, you know, I suggested, hopefully.
I can't.
I know.
I don't have the credit on my card.
I know. Will you send me your address, dear?
Yes.
You have mine, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can send you.
Why did I even have to think about that?
Ugh. Oh. Wow. Pray for me. I sing next week.
I will.
Ave Maria.
And for your finals?
Ugh, that too. And the same. And I'll be praying for Janice, too.
Oh, thank you.
When does she go in?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay. Oh, my Lord.
She told her parents
when
they arrived, and at she was had told them just 20 minutes before I called and said, you can't go? And her mom saying, no, go, was her approval, Janice said later.
Can I be difficult now?
Yes.
Do they know how old you are?
Yes, she laid it all out. And they were in the middle of absorbing it when I called.
Okay. I mean, it's a little strange. I don't find anything wrong with it. It's just taking
it's just
getting
odd.
Used to. Yeah.
Garrison Keillor said it best, I think. He said, God writes a lot of comedy. The problem is he's stuck with too many bad actors who don't know how to play funny.